Hello to everyone at Radio Luxembourg that listens in, and to your radio announcer there who plays your songs for you. We're real happy to have him visit with us here in Lubbock, Texas. Buddy Holly's mother talking. And I'm real proud to know that all of the young people there still like Buddy's songs and that he's really remembered by you. And for that matter, all over Europe. We're just happy about that and happy to have any of you visit us when you can. Like to hear from all of you.
It's Buddy's father talking. We hope you enjoy Buddy's songs as much as we do. Yeah, we thought he was a great artist and a singer and enjoyed him. And we play his records, I guess, more than anyone does ourselves. And we appreciate all the fans over there. Thank you very much. We thank Hawking. We thank Hawking for coming by and giving us part of his time and promoting Buddy's records. Thank you very much.
Tja, liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer von Radio Luxemburg, jetzt bin ich in Lubbock in Texas, hier in Amerika. Ich sitze in Buddys Musikzimmer, wo die Bilder von ihm die Wände schmücken und viele, viele Langspielplatten und Singles liegen und eine Anlage, wie er sie früher auf der Bühne benutzte, steht da, ein Tonbandgerät, zwei Gitarren hinter mir. Und ja, rechts von mir sitzt Frau Holly und links von mir Herr Holly. Nun, jetzt musste ich ein bisschen Englisch sprechen. Und first of all, thank you very, very much for letting me be here in your house in Lubbock in Texas. And is there many people coming to see the grave or to see you or writing in? How is things going? Are they still busy contacting you, phoning you, writing? Would you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, they do. A lot of the young people still come to see us. A lot of them write to us, a lot more write. And some of them call us by phone. We've had a lot of visitors to Buddy's grave, so many that we don't even know about. And we hear about them later. But it's all been wonderful to us to know that they cared so much for Buddy and loved him so much and have missed him like we have. And then our nice visit today from this young man has been a nice surprise for us. And we've had young people from Australia, from France, from England, and Germany, Holland, and many, many places.
Your family is quite big, isn't it? You have two more sons, one daughter. And I think about the daughter, we should mention something. She is married to somebody whose name is Manfred Kaiser, and he comes from Germany. Is that right?
Oh, actually, the name was Kaiser, but he changed it to Keiter, Manfred Keiter. And she met Manfred here in Lubbock about 6 years ago now. They have a little girl, baby girl, named Ingrid, that we think is awfully sweet. Ingrid Holly is her name. Now this young man is very nice. He was here in Lubbock doing stonemason work. He's one of the world's best, I believe. And as they usually are from Germany. And she met him. They fell in love and been married, as I said, about 6 years. He's a very nice young man. Favorite son-in-law of ours, the only son-in-law we have.
Where does he come from in Germany? Which was his native town? From Berlin, like I am. Well, this is nice to hear that. And the other two sons, they are all older. You told me that Buddy was the youngest in the family. Would you give us just the first names and the age, present age, of all your sons and daughters so that we know a little bit of your family?
Our oldest son is Larry Holly. The other son's named Travis, and our daughter, Patricia, we call her Pat. A lot of people think we have three sons when it's Larry and Travis and Pat in the order of their ages. And they were 11, 9, and 7 years older than Buddy. They always called Buddy the kid brother, which he didn't like. They used to say, when I'd say, he's really talented, you know, he can sing pretty good, they'd say, ah, I don't believe it. But later on, I think they were his biggest fans.
Did any of you, Mr. Holly, I think, did any of you personally play any instrument or sing so that you can say that Buddy's got it from you, maybe, that you used to sing and play the piano or something? Was this the case, Mr. Harley?
Well, I never could sing a tune at all, but his mother's a good singer and a good whistler. She could beat most men whistling a song, and she'd help Buddy with his rhythm a lot and getting words into his songs and lyrics, and we backed him up to the our very fullest extent at that time. Is that song says this po' folks we was in, and but we didn't go all out for Buddy and getting him instruments and helping him get instruments. He started off to study the violin, then he switched to piano for a while. That didn't suit him, and he got him traded for a guitar, and that's where he went.
Are you involved in the business somehow? Do you run something, music?
No, we started a music publishing company, Holly House Incorporated, but we haven't pushed very much yet. We kind of affiliated with Norman Petty over at Clovis. He was Buddy's manager and helped him really in his recordings more than anyone else ever did. And whenever we need any advice about the music business, well, we go to him. In fact, he's has the power of attorney for us in handling all of our stuff.
That is nice to hear that Norman Petty is still linked up very closely to you and your family and all the interest. And he comes to visit you quite often, I think.
Yes, we go over there and visit him more than he gets over here because he's tied up there with a recording studio and a radio station now. And he's always glad for us to come over and spend a day or a night with him or whatever time we can.
Most of the records that were cut by Buddy's were done in Clovis. Is that right, Mrs. Holly?
Yes, Buddy went to Clovis for most of his recordings. He made a few in New York. His very early ones were in Nashville, Tennessee. But he did most over in Clovis, and the boys always had a lot of fun over there because Norman was just one of them.
Now, one thing we have to say now, and that is that we wish you, Mr. Holly, a speedy recovery. You had, like your wife just told me, you had a vein burst in the back of your head. What is the real word? Let me hear that, please.
Cerebral hemorrhage.
And you've been to hospital for a couple of months, and now you finally can be at home again with your wife.
I'm in the very best of health and gaining weight and everything. Just needing more exercise. My doctor told me the other day when he gave me a checkup.
Yeah.
He said I was in excellent condition except I just need the exercise now to develop my limbs and get to where I can walk all right.
Yeah. Well, he's going to have complete recovery, and we'd like for all of the young people to know this, and that is one of the main reasons why I've had to stop writing letters or answering anyone's letters. I've just really had my hands full, and but we think about all of you real often and love to hear from you again.
I had an awful good wife to carry me through this. Just like Buddy had a good mother.
Yeah. Thank you very, very much, and I think there's nothing that I can add to this. I just thank you for letting me be here in your house in Lubbock in Texas.